Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister may reject the Trump peace plan for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Donald Trump has asked Prime Minister Netanyahu. Now, we've talked about already, Netanyahu is going to early elections in April of this year, and now the president wants the prime minister to make the president's peace plan the centerfold of their campaign issues. Is that going to work?
The White House has been consistently and constantly putting pressure on the Netanyahu government to make the coming peace process the center of Netanyahu's campaign, and all Israeli analysts agree that that's the last thing that the prime minister wants to do. New set of polls this week, Jimmy, showing the left is completely collapsing. The right is showing very strong polling, the Likud near 30 seats and its allies at least another 30. But, Jimmy, the peace plan is likely to be very unpopular if what we're hearing so far is true. Now, again, nobody has seen it. Gerald Kushner has seen it, and Pompeo and the president. And presumably Prime Minister Netanyahu knows what's in it. He's already indicated there are things in there that the public won't like. We've had public statements from the UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, the former UN ambassador, and others that Israel will suffer as well as the Palestinians in some ways as a result of the peace plan. Both sides will have to give quite a lot, she's indicating. Well, especially if it doesn't leave Jerusalem entirely in Israeli hands, that will be something Netanyahu no way can support. And even though he has an alliance with President Trump and overall is glad to see him in power, that would be a non-starter and would potentially cost him the election. So we'll have to see what he does, but that pressure we've been hearing has been strong and consistent to make this plan part of the deal. Of course, that means it would have to be revealed. And that hasn't happened yet, so we'll see what happens. But the elections are just in 3 months now, April 8th, so something's going to give here pretty soon.
David Dolan with the details on the move by President Trump to have Prime Minister Netanyahu promote the Trump peace plan in the Prime Minister's upcoming campaign for re-election. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Trump peace plan, proclaimed by the president as the biggest deal that he has ever done, may fall short among the Israelis. However, there is a peace plan coming that the Jewish state will accept. That peace plan will be confirmed by the Antichrist. That's Daniel 9, verse 27. That peace agreement is on the table, waiting for confirmation. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...